This is Mary Ann Trausch, and today is April the 21st of 2017. And sitting before me is Linda Hayden and John Hayden Reich. They have been members of the Cleveland Hiking Club since 1988. John, would you like to tell us, how did you become a member of the hiking club?
It was forced upon me. Actually, we were suffering from cabin fever, more or less. And the winters were just like never ending. It just never quit, you know? So Linda found this information about the club in the Emerald Necklace and decided to go ahead and see what that was all about. And that's basically how we got into it.
Linda, would you like to add something else to that?
I would. It was a very, very cold January day, and it was at Rocky River Nature Center, and Ed Koshman was the president and the recording pathfinder, and he was a talker. He talked to us the entire hike and made us feel very comfortable and welcome, and we, of course, weren't dressed properly because, you know, who in their right mind in Cleveland goes out and walks when it's 17 degrees with a wind chill of whatever. So we were also participating in a Lorain County Friends Walks. So it took us actually from January until October to do our 6 required hikes because we weren't in any hurry and we were doing this other stuff with the Lorain County group.
Would you like to tell us about your favorite hike or hikes?
I don't know if I really have a favorite hike because there's so many hikes. I would say there's probably some memorable hikes versus one that stands out in particular. I think that first one was, I mean, under the conditions we hiked and how we messed up being dressed wrong and everything like that, I think that was probably one that sticks out. And when somebody says about the hiking club, I always think of that hike. But there's a lot of hikes I've been on that I like a lot more than others. Fish fry hikes were always a lot of fun. But I think the most memorable for me, or most favorite one for me, was probably when we did the 20-mile hike. It was your own pace, and it was in the park. And it was just, for me, I never thought I'd hike 20 miles. You know, some people do 40-mile hikes. And I think we've probably done 2 or 3 20-mile hikes. But just the fact that you're kind of on your own, and it was just, it seems so easy to do that when sometimes a 5 or 6 mile hike is, when's it never going to end, you know? So, but I think those were my favorite memories of, you know, the different types of hikes. I like to hike, but I don't really have one that
stands out.
Yeah, really stands out.
Okay. Linda, any comments?
Yes. I didn't realize it until just now, but I guess my favorite hikes revolve around food. Because I particularly remember Warren's fish fry hikes. He was the first one to do those. In Olmsted Falls, we'd go to the German Club. And it was really nice, too, because we always did the first one in the fall and the last one in the spring. So you knew that summer was going to be coming. Because the volunteers at the German Club don't volunteer in the summer. So that was kind of our seasonal marker. And then Warren Davis also led some $5 all-you-can-eat soup lunches at Clementine's in Olmsted Falls, which was their old location on Mill Street. And we would do a morning hike and then end at Clementine's if we wanted to and have lunch together. And both Warren and I love soup, and their soups were like homemade. And you could have one bowl of one kind and then have another bowl of a different kind. They really didn't care. So that was, I think, some of my favorite hikes.
Okay, you have some memories about the camp you'd like to share.
Yeah, I think that what I enjoy most about camp, or what I remember most about camp, is how you know, when you hike, you talk to one or two people, sometimes none. And you hike ends and you're on your way. Well, it seems like when you're at camp, you get to know people on a different level. It's like you don't know who you're hiking with, and they could be doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, and you wouldn't really know. But when you get out at the camp or any of the social events, it's like you're out of that hiking mode, so to speak, and you really get to know people and just what they do, what they like, and it's, everybody's got an interesting story to tell. So I think that's my favorite memory of, even today, of going out to camp.
Okay, Linda, add your comments, please.
Regarding social events, I remember our very first Christmas party that we went to. And in those days, we could call it a Christmas party, not a holiday party. And I saw all these people that I hiked with all dressed up. You didn't even recognize each other. Because when we hike, we're all mismatched and we look like street people. You know, we're homeless people. But at the party, everybody's dressed to the nines. And I remember Louise McDonough, who was the high mileage woman in a constant battle with Lou Urich to be at the top for the man. She had on these heels. I couldn't believe that her foot would even bend in that shape because she walked so many miles all the time in regular athletic shoes. It was great.
Would you like to talk about some of the trips that you've taken with the club?
Yes, I think we haven't done a lot of trips. You know, some people go on many, many trips, but I think the Nashville trip for me was really, really nice. It was a lot of fun, and got to see, you know, you always see things walking that you never see in the car driving around. But I think the one that stands out, we went to Washington, D.C., and then we went to Shenandoah. And you talk about packing wrong for a trip. We did fine in Washington. So we're on our way from Washington to Shenandoah. And, it was beautiful. Sun's out and everything else, and we're on the bus. And we got off that bus and it had to be 10 below zero, or sure it seemed like it.
Oh,
it, because we went from 90 in Washington to probably 42 or something in Shenandoah. So, of course, where's my jacket? Beats me. Must be at home.
Oh, no.
It was unbelievable. And so I had all these shirts that I wore just to have layers, you know. And it's like, how can, and we were told, you know, it's going to be really warm here and really cold here, but it still messed it up. But that trip itself was nice. I mean, to see Washington, the monuments and so on. And of course, walking in Shenandoah National Park was, I probably would never do that on my own.
Okay.
And that was fun for me. I really enjoyed that. So that's my two favorites.
Okay, very good.
And of course, there was Niagara Falls as well.
Oh.
And we did a lot of those Niagara Falls trips.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the one, I think we both have the memory of driving to Niagara Falls and going to Michael's Inn. And this is one of the first or second ones we did. And who's sitting on the front steps of Michael's Inn is Walter Leonard's. Hey, hi guys, how you doing?
Welcoming everybody.
He was like, okay, we found this place. We're in the right place because there's Walter. You know, it was always fun.
It's always good to see a welcoming face. Isn't
this
it?
Is true. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
So that's my trip memories.
Okay. Linda?
The Nashville trip was wonderful. Linda Sevcik, who unfortunately is no longer with us as of the first of this year, she passed from cancer. She was one of the leaders on that. She was the main driving force behind even having that trip. And it was so nice. We went back on our own, John and I, a couple years later to see and do more of what we didn't get to see or do on the trip, even though every minute was jam-packed with activities and meals and stuff. You know, you can't see everything in just a few days. So we really enjoyed having our eyes open to what a great place Nashville is. And my memory of Shenandoah was Well, first of all, the gift shop was real happy to see the hikers get off that bus because practically everybody bought a sweatshirt or something to put on. But then actually as it warmed up, they didn't even end up wearing them, maybe just the first day, but still the gift shop was doing a brisk business. What I remember about Shenandoah, and I learned this now, is that I don't like to hear waterfalls. At first I did. It was like, oh, listen to that waterfall. Isn't that beautiful? Well, every time we heard a waterfall, what did that mean? We were going up, we were going down. We were going up, we were going down. It's like, if I hear one more waterfall, I'm going to scream because I don't want to do one more hill. You know?
Let's continue with some of your favorite or memorable leaders in the hiking club.
First one that comes to mind is Ed Koshman, only because he was our first leader. And he, as Linda said before, he talked the whole time, but he really made you feel welcome, you know. And but the other is probably Walter Lennartz. As I said, there he is sitting on the steps of Michael's Inn. And he did lead some very nice hikes. And I do remember Lou Urich, always walking in the back, plodding along, it seemed like, you know. And another character I thought, but a good hiker too, was Lou Varga. And they kind of stand out in my mind. And there's a lot of leaders that I like. I can't name them all. And it's what really happens to people early on in the hiking club is they learn who to hike with and who not to hike with, based on how you can keep up or so on, the terrain and so on and so forth. Eric Baldwin I can't hike with Eric only because he does these very, very, very rugged hikes, and he has more stamina than I do. And so we've done some of his hikes, I believe the 26, we did part of it. And he flew past us like we weren't even moving. He's a very strong hiker, as is Ken Howard and a few others. So we have our we know the leaders that we can hike with. But I think the Lou Urich, Lou Varga, Walter Lennartz, they kind of course Louise McDonough. Everybody was sweetie, you know. and then she talked for a few minutes. Off she went, you know, and so she was really probably the sweetheart of the club, I think, for a lot of time.
Wonderful. She had a special feeling. If anybody got hurt, she would go to the hospital with them, you know. She was very concerned about other people. Marvelous. So she was an unusual person in that respect.
Louise would call everybody sweetie because she couldn't remember their names, because she was like the greeting person on the hike. If you were hiking for the first time, she hiked on every hike there was, so she knew you were new. And so she met so many people, maybe some she never saw again, so everybody was sweetie. She was a very warm-hearted person. She was upset when the hiking club was going to start having two hikes at the same time, because she couldn't then be on every single hike. She would have to make a decision, and she was used to hiking every hike because there was only a few hikes a week. You know, maybe there would be one on the east side today, and 2 days from now there would be one on the west side. And then as the club grew and we had more members, the hike group started getting larger, so they started leading more than one hike at a time, and she was totally against that. Getting back to Lou Urich that John mentioned, he was an unbelievable person because he only had one arm. He had a hook, and you didn't even know it for a long time that he had a hook, because he always wore like a long sleeve blue work shirt and like blue work pants, maybe from his job before he retired. And it was amazing how he could do all these things and hike and, you know, to grab onto something and not have two hands. I mean, it was just incredible. I still to this day wonder how he managed not just daily activities, but to hike. putting on a jacket, you know, that sort of thing. Oh, the other person I wanted to mention for a memorable character would be Wilma Howard. She was our corresponding secretary for many years. She held practically every position in the club. She hiked 40 milers, I believe.
40 miles.
She was, you know, always volunteering, doing things with the club. Well, she was also very thrifty, which I am, but she was concerned about the club's treasury. So what she would do would, she had boxes in her trunk of her car, and you would go on a hike near the end of the month, and she would actually pass out the new steps to you from her car, because she didn't want to mail them if she didn't have to, because that would cost money. So at the end of the month, the first or second of the month, if she didn't see somebody, she would then drop it in the mail. But other than that, she was conserving our treasury.
Tell us a little bit about some of the changes you've seen with the hiking club over the years.
From when we joined to having a handful of hikes to choose from, now to having dozens to choose from, I think that's the biggest change. We have we had a schedule that was on one piece of paper, and it took the whole month. Now there's this multi-sheet, you know, multi-fold paper that we have with all the hikes on it, and you can't possibly do them all. But that's probably the biggest change. There was some things said years and years back that we don't want to see 1,000 members in this club. Well, we got it. And it keeps going and going. And so that's another change that I noticed. And of course, one of the things that hasn't changed is, and very much anyway, is camp. If you went out there 20 years ago and went out there today, it's like, you know, nothing's changed. You know, there has been updates, obviously. And there's going to be some other changes now. But the visual of the camp is, it's probably the same way as when it was built. I really don't know. But for me, it's just same old, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
So those are my most memorable things of what's changed for me and with the hiking club.
Okay. Linda, have you seen any changes?
Oh, yeah. One of them is that when we were leading the Lorain County Metro Park, they had events called Polar Bear Rambles. And in order for the club to participate and the members to get mileage, you couldn't have a guest leader. So even if this naturalist was leading it, we had to be listed as the leader and walked at the front with him as if we were leading it. So now a lot of that, you know, has changed with trips and stuff like that too, where you can have other people actually leading the hikes and you can still get credit. The other thing is we've seen a lot more Far West hikes and Far West leaders. When we joined the club, there was only one other person who lived in Avon at the time. His name was Ed Carl. And then we joined, and then we led some hikes out in Lorain County, and actually we had to kind of trick the people, because when we led our first hike in Westlake, it was like, oh my God, we're going out 90 to Crocker Road? You know, people were mostly hiking in Parma, Independence, that area. So when we led this winery hike at John Chris Winery in Avon Lake, we didn't say Lorain County, and we had people get off at the Westlake exit where they were kind of used to getting off now to come to our hikes, instead of the Route 83 exit, because that would have been in Avon Lake and they never would have come. So even though that exit was like closer, we had them get off in Westlake. So, and that was fun. That was nice. I remember Walter Lennart's put an article in New Steps afterwards, saying how much he enjoyed being at the winery and how we had brought grapes and homemade zucchini bread and stuff. And he was like trying to encourage you to do more, to do it again, and showed appreciation for it. And it was fun. It was really nice.
Want to tell us about your friend John Hunter and some memories you have about him?
Sure. I worked at Lake Erie Screw Corporation at the time. It was in Lakewood. and they were a fastener manufacturer. And they had these heat treating furnaces. There was three of them, I believe. And they every summer they would get relined one at a time. And so I was working and on a machine, and I went back past one of the heat treat furnaces, and who came out of the furnace with John Hunter? And I was so shocked. It's like, what are you doing in the furnace, you know? And he said, oh, I'm relining the furnace, the company he worked with. And so they would go from one to the other and reline these furnaces. And I just couldn't believe it. You know, how does anybody get inside of a furnace to begin with, you know? But I was told by the one of the foremen there at Lake Erie Screw that this group of guys that would come in, they were Germans or you know, Scottish, like John or whatever, but their work was just perfect. And you could look inside that furnace when they were done and never knew it was ever lit. It was just, John told me, if our work isn't perfect, it's not, it gets redone. He just wouldn't tolerate having anything not right. And it was a shock. See, so, I mean, I knew they were fixing the furnace, but to see him to come out of one, it's like, at all people, John Hunter, you know? And so we had this, and he didn't want to talk because he was working. And you worked, and you took lunch maybe, but you worked, and now you got the job done. And so he had a very, very high work ethic, which today I don't know if it exists anymore, and at least not like he had. Mm-hmm. So I'll never forget that. Never.
Very good. Okay, any closing comments that you want to make about the hiking club?
Well, I think that what I always think about as the club is you've got many, many friends and many people that, even though you may not know them extremely well, they do care about you, and we do care about everyone in the club. And we've always, we've spent some time in Florida over the last couple of years, and people say, why are you gonna move here? Why don't you move here to Florida, I mean? And it's like, I have too many things to do up here. And a lot of people that say that don't do a lot of things. And they don't maybe work in their yard, they don't do this, and they certainly don't have the hiking club. And for me, that's a real big reason to stay put, because it's being with friends, it's walking in all kinds of weather, and it just and it's good for your health too. That's like a good side effect. But for me, that's what the hiking club is all about.
Okay, Linda, any closing comments from you?
Well, I had a memorable recollection.
Okay. Sure.
Our very first hike that we led in Westlake, nobody had really hiked from Westlake before, and all these members came out to show their support and encourage us so that, you know, we'd lead again, and they were happy to have someplace new to come to, although, you know, they did mention it was a distance at the time. But we were so nervous when we started this hike, we both took off like a bullet. You know, I mean, it was like we were just racing because our hearts were racing, and we were just so excited about doing this. And then I remember afterwards, and I don't know if we've ever done this since, but afterwards we stopped at this restaurant on our way home and we had a drink because we like toasted and celebrated that we pulled it off. We led our first hike and it was fine.
And it was successful.
Yes, yes. As far as closing, I can't imagine my life without the club. For the past 30 years, it's been a big part of my life. And for the first time in all that time, I wasn't able to hike for a month because of some physical problem that I was having. And it was torture. It was just torture not being able to go out there and hike and see people and walk. For a month, I really have sympathy for people who, for various reasons, can't anymore, and I'm sure they miss the camaraderie too. I think I can't say enough good about the club. I'm just glad we found it when we did, and I'm happy.
Okay, Well, we're very happy that you have given us all these great memories that we can archive and people can hear about. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And you too, Warren.
Thank
yes,
you.
By all means,
I wish I had more memories.